morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
President Donald Trump has picked Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Ted McKinney to be the new Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs at USDA. McKinney said he is honored and humbled by the appointment and the overwhelming support he's received from the agricultural community.
I'm honored to be nominated by the president and so appreciate the support and encouragement from First Secretary Perdue and from the outpouring of support from so many others in notably Indiana, but all over the country. It is just heartwarming and looking forward to the process ahead.
Randy Cron, president of the Indiana Farm Bureau, said McKinney is a great pick for the newly created trade position.
There's no doubt having Ted McKinney as an advocate for agriculture on trade is a major positive.
Jane Stevens with the Indiana Soybean Alliance said McKinney has the skills to forge a new direction for U.S. agricultural trade.
Ted, one of his strengths is he knows how to bring diverse opinions together and at the table and have good conversation about it.
Before heading to the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, McKinney had a long and successful career with Elanco Animal Health and Dow AgroSciences. Beth Bechtel with AgriNovus, a biosciences initiative, said McKinney will be an effective voice for getting new technology approved by other countries. But she added McKinney will have his work cut out for him as he takes on a newly reorganized USDA.
In a massive entity like the U.S. Department of Agriculture, will come some initial bureaucratic and probably institutional challenges for Ted. He's going to be hard charging and ready to go to work on behalf of U.S. farmers and ranchers to get better trade agreements and promote products. But he's going to have to devote some amount of time to getting that realignment.
McKinney is expected to be confirmed by the Senate prior to the August recess. And in other news, as expected, the Office of U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer announced this week that North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiations would kick off in Washington, D.C. on August 16th, and the initial rounds of negotiations scheduled to wrap up on Sunday, August 20th. Earlier this week, the White House released its goals for NAFTA, which includes maintaining duty-free status on agricultural exports to Mexico and Canada. The 18-page summary of objectives also included the need to eliminate non-tariff barriers to U.S. agricultural exports. The new plan stresses the administration's goal of updating and strengthening the rules of origin laws. However, it doesn't ask for a reinstatement of country of origin labeling on beef and pork imports from Mexico or Canada. Remember to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program. You can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.